Today we're going to begin talking about the Choshen HaMishpat. The Choshen had the 12 stones with the Shmoyis B'nei Yisrael. That we know that the difference between the Choshen and the Ephod is that the Choshen, each Shevet had their own stone. Mashen came the Ephod, it was Shisha Mishmoysam Malevan Acha, six on one side, six on the other side. And the Rebbe's father, Reb Levick, explains that that's the difference between Panim and Ocher, which means that when you look at somebody's face, that's where the different features are. There's the eyes, there's the nose, there's the mouth. Everything in the front side of the face has its unique feature. When you look at somebody's neck and the back of the head, it's one big, everything's the same. There's nothing that's different between one and the other. Says that the Ephod represents the Ocher, and therefore the Inyonim there are Bebchinas Makif. Each Shevet is farmished with the other Shvatim. Mashenkein, the Choshen is Bebchinas Ponim, and therefore every Shevet has their own stone, every Shevet has their own place. But today we're going to talk about Be'iker, the Urim V'tumim. Rashi tells us a very interesting thing. There is a pasuk, Perek Chav Ches, pasuk Lamed. The pasuk says, "V'nasat al Choshen HaMishpat, you should put into the Choshen HaMishpat es Urim ves Tumim, the Urim and Tumim." According to Rashi, and we'll, in a future shiurim, we'll see the other opinions. Rashi says that the Choshen and the Urim V'Tumim were two separate things. The Choshen was the actual breastplate that had the stones and the names. The Urim V'Tumim acted what we would have to bring a mashal of a battery. Imagine you have a watch or a machine. The machine is a machine without the battery. But to activate the machine, you need to put in a battery to give it chayis, to juice it up, to make it work. Says Rashi that in the Choshen, there was like a little pouch where they would put in the Urim V'Tumim. What is the Urim V'Tumim? It's the Shema Mefoirosh. They put it inside the Choshen, and then the Choshen would work. What does it mean the Choshen would work? That if you ask the question, we know the story, that they would light up the different letters, etc. And we'll see the Shittas about that as well. But and it says that in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, they were missing the Urim V'Tumim. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Not pshat that the Choshen just did not work, but they were missing the battery. They were missing the Shema Mefoirosh that went into the Choshen. That's why the Choshen HaMishpat did not work in the second Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi asked the question, if so, we know that a Kohen Gadol has to serve the Eivishter with all eight begodim. And if he's chas v'shalom missing one beged, he's called the mechuser begodim. If he does the avoda without all eight begodim, it's negative consequences. The avoda is possible, etc. So how could he do the avoda without the Urim V'Tumim? So Rashi explains that the Choshen and the Urim V'Tumim are two separate things. The beged, when it says Shmoyne Begodim, that is the Choshen itself, and that they had. They just did not have a Choshen that what you'd call Choshen HaMishpat, the Choshen that would actually work to give messages. But the actual beged, being that the Kohen Gadol needs Shmoyne Begodim, if you're going to ask the Kohen Gadol, does he have eight Begodim, the answer is yes. Because he had the actual Choshen, that was enough to be considered Shmoyne Begodim. He just was missing the actual Urim V'Tumim, which would be like the battery to make it work. Without getting into the whole pilpul, the Rebbe in Mekutei Sichas Chelek Yud Aleph, page 137, learns a tremendous hayrah, a lesson for each and every one of us from this story of the Choshen HaMishpat. The second Beis HaMikdash was obviously a lot less Gilui Elikus than the first Beis HaMikdash. We were missing five things. The Arden was missing. Other things were missing. It doesn't mean that the Eibishter's presence wasn't there, Chas V'Sholom. Of course, the Eibishter's presence is there. But we were missing in the Gilui Elikus the way it was. The same thing Bizman HaGolos. Now, you have to understand this inyan. Choshen, the way it's spelled is Ches Shin Nun, has the same letters as the word Nochash, but it also has the same gematria as the word Moshiach. 358 is the gematria of Moshiach. So Choshen has the gematria of Moshiach, and Nochash has the gematria of Moshiach, which is a fascinating thing, because most people, when they think of Nochash, they think of the Nochash HaKadmoini, the Mokar, the source of all Ra, and that's like the opposite of Moshiach. So how is it that Nochash and Moshiach have the same gematria? Well, that's the meaning of Moshiach, to be mahapich, the choyshech to ur. And that's why it says, according to some opinions, la'asid lavoy, the Nochash is going to be serving Klal Yisrael. It's going to be on the level of Kedusha. It's the ultimate ishapcha to take the Nochash and turn it over to Kedusha. The Lashon is that the Nochash will be Shamish Gadol, the great servant. What does this have to do for us? In the time of Golos, especially as the Golos gets dark, if you're going to ask somebody what do they see, when they look out into the world, they see a world that's dominated seemingly by Nochash. They see a world that's dominated by Klipa, by Helen Vehester and Elikus, by people that think that they were Aru Mikol Adam, people that they think that they're so smart. You know, I say about these people that they're all open-minded, but they get too open-minded that their brain fell out. The idea is that the Nochash was Aru Mikol Adam. It's like a Halten Zeir Klug. He held himself to be very, very smart. But Nebach, but that's the world that we see. When you look around the world, Mizet Nochash, we see Klippa. Nevertheless, and not just that, the Choshen, which means the Gilui Elikus, is not working. Just like by Yesheni, there was a Choshen there, but it wasn't lit up. It wasn't operating. So of course there are Helik Svarim in Golos. You look around this room, you see Helik in the Shamas, we see Helik Gufim, we see Helik Svarim, but it's very difficult, like the famous Vart from the Barditchever, where he said that, well, what does the Eibishter want? If the Eibishter gave us the Taivis Le'enayim, and he put the Kedusha and the Svarim on the shelf, he says, if you gave us the Kedusha Le'enayim and the Taivis on the shelf, that would be able to stand up to Golos. But we live in a world where the Choshen is not lit up, the Choshen is Behelim. Says the Rebbe, I want to touch. V'zois hi avoydaseinu. This is our avoyde bezman ha-golos. Lefaneach ulegales es ha-choshen me'alomoy. We have to reveal the choshen from the Helam v'Hester. Ad she'i b'chinas choshen ha-mishpot. Until it's choshen ha-mishpot. What does it mean, choshen ha-mishpot? She'tizgale pulosei v'nyonei ba'olam. That people, when they want to find a hadrocha b'chayim, when they want to find the earth in this world, when they want to find the path, that they would look to Torah. It's revealed in the world that Getlachkeit, Kedusha, that's the way to connect with the Eibishter, and that's the way Pasha to live a life in this world. And Rebbe connects that to the union of Choshen and Gematria Moshiach. Vayidei Zeh, through that, Hinei Choshen and Gematria Moshiach. A lot of times, Gematrias, they say, Gematrias are good if you don't want to use Seichel. Like they once asked, why, Mefarshim explained, why did Menashe bring the carbon on the eighth day of the Miluim? Because Menashe and Shmoyna have the same letters. So for a lot of people that enjoy Gematrias and these things, all of a sudden it makes sense. But when you start using your Seichel, it doesn't make any more sense. So you still don't understand what Menashe has to do with eight. You just know that it has the same letters. But a lot of people are shallow like that. Chassidus Chabad doesn't just give gematrias, it allows us to understand deeper the inyan. Why is it that Choshen and Moshiach have the same gematria? What's the Yiroh? What are we supposed to take in our Avodah? What's the message? Shegilei HaChoshen, maybe the Gilei Moshiach. When we are Megala the Choshen and Golos, when we are Megala Likus in the world, which that's the idea of the Choshen HaMishpat, when we are Megala Choshen, when Choshen is Begoloi, you get Moshiach, and the Rebbe says it should take a be, because of Mamesh, it should take a be right away.